teachers spaced out in lawn chairs in front of the state capitol building today as a means of protest against school buildings opening amid COVID. This happened as many parents are ripping out their hair with worry about how exactly they're going to play the role of educators at home this year. The state's largest teachers union, the Michigan Education Association, says it stands behind any teacher that feels uncomfortable returning to the classroom due to safety concerns. With us to tell more about the many negotiations that teachers, parents, and administrators are having to make in the final days before the school year begins is Lori Higgins, Bureau Chief for Chalkbeat Detroit. Lori, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What are you hearing from teachers about concerns that they have for the school year?
I think the concerns are pretty common and pretty widespread. I think teachers are concerned about whether or not it's safe to return to school buildings. They're concerned about the fact that Michigan has not seen the drop in COVID cases that it needs to see in order to return to school safely. And they're worried about whether or not, you know, the precautions that a lot of districts are taking, whether or not that will be enough. There's a lot of talk about how, you know, kids are not as susceptible to COVID. They clearly can get COVID and can spread it, typically older students more so than younger students. But I think teachers feel like they're being left out of the conversation, that there are adults in the building who can be affected by this virus, and they want people to take them seriously.
Would you say that the concerns are uniform in urban and rural areas of the state?
I'm most familiar, of course, with the urban areas of the state.
Sure.
I do know that there's a group that is holding a rally in Lansing today called My Core, and their membership comes from all over the state, including some rural school districts. And they held a press conference last week, and some of the teachers on that press conference were rural teachers, and they were expressing some of the same concerns that I'm hearing in the urban areas.
Sure. And I imagine that the conversations about what's going on must be going through an awful lot of flux right now. How do you find the teachers that you've spoken with trying to stay on top of what's happening day to day, week to week?
I think that they're reading what's in the media. I think there's a growing interest in what districts across the state are planning to do to see, you know, is there a district that has some novel plan that's different than what my district is doing? So I think there's a lot of interest in that. And I think that they are talking to each other as well. I mean, we see with this My Core group last week, they said this group is only a year old and their membership has increased substantially since the pandemic. And I think that says a lot about the fact that there are teachers that are just looking for a voice with, you know, their colleagues across the state.
Let's get to the article that you published on the MEA's statement. You know, it's one thing to say we will stand behind our teachers. The implication there is that this may come to much more than just a disagreement of words between school districts and teachers. What exactly did the MEA lay out, and what was the format they chose to do that in?
So the MEA executive board had an emergency meeting on Tuesday where they came up with this this motion, that essentially a statement. The implication is that what we're hearing from teachers all over is that they are saying, and we heard this in Detroit last week as well, that, you know, if they don't feel it's safe enough to return to school in September or whenever the school year starts for them, that they may not show up. And what MEA is saying is, if that happens, if teachers in a local unit decide that we don't feel that enough is being done, and we're not coming back, then MEA is going to back them. They're going to support them publicly. They're going to take legal action if they need to, or support them through any kind of legal action. whether it comes to this, remains to be seen, of course.
Right. I mean, Governor Whitmer always has the option, as she did earlier this year, of just shutting down schools statewide, saying it's not safe. We're not going to do that. Do you feel right. like the two sides are kind of hoping that she may make a decision and that it won't come to that?
I don't necessarily think that they're hoping that she'll come to a decision. I think that they hope that she will decide something soon. There's a lot of uncertainty happening right now. Schools don't know what their funding levels are going to be. They don't know whether or not they're going to get any help from the federal government. They don't know whether or not the school year is going to start, in the way that they sort of laid out. Most districts, a lot of districts, I've been looking at a lot of the plans in the last few days, and most of the districts in Michigan are starting the school year remotely. So we probably won't see as much of this action from teachers that the MEA is getting prepared for. I think we're only going to see that in districts that have firm plans to start in person.
Where are the places that you're seeing the most friction between teachers and administrations, and maybe what parents would like to happen?
I mean, Detroit obviously is the area that has seen the most friction. It's where an activist group filed a lawsuit to stop summer school. It is where the teachers union, as I said before, is publicly saying that we don't think that the district should start the school year in person. But I think it's happening in other parts of the state. But I think it's concentrated here. But I think even in districts where they're starting remotely, teachers are expressing concerns, because in most of those cases, the districts are saying, we eventually will be coming back. Some are saying we're going to be remote until the end of the first marking period, which in most cases is around the end of October. Mm-hmm. And so then they'll make decisions about whether or not it's safe. And I think we're going to have these conversations again when that comes up. And as far as what parents think, I think parents are mixed. I think that there's a lot of anxiety among parents. They want answers now. They want to know what's going to happen now. They have decisions that they have to make about their own lives, about whether or not, if their kids are learning remotely, are they going to have the capacity to be at home with them, helping them every day? If you look at Detroit, for instance, you have a pretty good mix of parents. You have some parents, a lot of parents that actually say, I want my kid in school. I want my kid learning face to face because this remote learning is not helping, is not working for my kid. But you also have a lot of parents that are saying, I'm not ready to come back to the school building. I just don't think it's safe. So trying to meet those needs, it's impossible. You can have, multiple options. And maybe that's the way that districts meet those needs. But I think, probably any education expert will tell you that being in school, being face to face, is probably the best for most kids. Of course, you also have to think about the health and safety issues.
Right. It's just an awful pile of choices. Lori, we've heard from some frustration from parents who see what's going on in the public sector. They see the focus on getting bars and restaurants and hair salons and gyms back open. And maybe they feel that there hasn't been as much energy on getting schools back open and doing it safely. Would you say that's a concern that's shared by teachers and administrators?
I think so. I mean, I think that here's what I'm hearing from a lot of teachers. Like, they're saying we see the work that districts are doing to try and open safely. We just don't think that there is enough. There aren't enough measures that you can take to make me feel comfortable with coming back. And then you have administrators who are sort of in this position of having to, design a plan and meet the needs of so many people. And there is no perfect plan. They're not going to please everyone, and they're going to have a lot of people who are going to be upset with them.
Well, Lori, at this point, are you anticipating a start to school with the conditions on the ground as they are right now?
If I had to predict right now, I'd say just given the data that we have right now, the COVID cases are plateauing, but the state is saying we need them to be dropping. It's hard to predict because we don't know what the next couple weeks or few weeks are going to bring us with when it comes to COVID. But if I were to guess, I would guess that we may be in a position at the beginning of the year or close to the beginning of the year where the state is going to say we're just not where we need to be. That's my guess. It could go a lot of different ways. I mean, we've heard so many things about so many stories about outbreaks in different parts of the state, particularly related to young people, that could have an enormous impact on whether or not the conditions are going to be ready, kind of be where they need to be to open schools for in-person learning.
Lori Higgins is Bureau Chief for Chalkbeat Detroit. Lori, thanks for talking to us and stay safe out there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.